There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Sunshine into everybody's life, sunshine, lollipops, and roses, courtesy of the ladies and gentlemen who are on the Good Day program, ladies being Jennifer Horn and Molly Page, the News Sage. We got to come up with a name. Nick, I like Molly Page, the News Sage. We got Kenny.
I like that, too.
What do we come up with? Kenny Kessler, the info wrestler. Jennifer Horn.
Awesome.
All right, so you'll hear in the background.
Wait, what about me?
I did say, I was talking about you, but you don't. We don't have a...
Like a nickname for me.
A nickname for you.
Jennifer Horn. She used to be in porn.
No, we're not doing that. Thanks very much for knowing that.
That's all that rhymes with it. Oh.
All right.
Loved her since she was born.
Okay, come on. Let's get to the items of interest today. You're hearing in the background Dean Martin sing Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. Crank that up, will you please, Kara?
And my dear,
we're saying Stefan's lost it. But by the way, yesterday in this hour, I promised we'd have a spelling bee. Today we will. Because you got to celebrate the spelling bee being over. Meanwhile, what I found out yesterday, this is what happens when you do a national program. Sometimes I lose sight of what's going on in my own backyard. And what I found out yesterday is that there are, remember last winter? How many of you remember last winter? Raise your hands, please. All the snow everywhere. Some of you went into homes. I had 11 feet of snow on my farm, couldn't feed the animals, that sort of thing. Well, it turns out that the way the city of Boston dealt with the snow was to pile it in some areas that were near the coast, 400 or 500 feet high, and the snow piles from the winter that were that high still have not all melted. There's one that's three stories high still. In South Boston.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Imagine that. Good Lord. And we're going to have 90 degrees here in Boston today. So a place for it to go. Now, as we look at other things you need to know today, democracy. Let's have a round of applause for democracy. Everybody, cheer democracy. Hooray! Selling it around the world. Well, soccer's democracy is at work because Sepp Blatter, which sounds like something you get after you have a bad meal.
Or you don't take a pee-pee after.
No, that could have it.
I've got that black.
Negative impact on you, right. So they're voting today, Molly. They, I shouldn't say they because I said, let's not use
the
term.
Who are they?
Those people.
Duh.
Them guys.
Yeah.
Who are the sports global governing body. This guy apparently has pictures of the board of directors with chickens because the person running against Mr. Blatter is expected to be easily defeated, right? Is that the story?
Prince Ali bin Al Hussein of Jordan. He's the only remaining challenger, and they're saying he doesn't have enough support to unseat Blatter, Jennifer.
Thank you, Molly.
Okay, keep going.
Anyway, so Mr. Blatter.
Mr. Blatter. Sounds like a character on Captain Kangaroo.
Right?
Tom Terrific. Then there's Mr. Blatter, Mr. Bluster from Howdy Doody.
Maybe Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So he's the president of FIFA. And, there's all these allegations of fraud, racketeering, money laundering. He has not been arrested. He's up for re-election, and it looks like he may get it.
Wow.
Election today.
What does that say about that whole organization?
And so many have known this for so long.
Yeah, right. Okay, speaking of corruption, Denny Hastert is under... I want to see how Jennifer worms her way out of this one. Denny Hastert...
I'm not worming my way out of anything.
Denny Hastert, former speaker.
Involved with Denny Hastert?
I know. Like he's my best friend.
Former speaker. Well, you're guilty because of your politics, right? Isn't that what everybody in America assumes?
No.
Left side, right side, you're a Democrat. Therefore, Bill Clinton, he's your guy. He's a bad guy. He's corrupt. He's crooked. And now look at this, Denny Hastert. How can the Republicans expect to win anything with a corrupt guy like that in their party?
How can, okay, what about Hillary Clinton?
I know, Hillary Clinton.
She's taking a little money over her day, too.
How can you say that? Where's the proof? Oh, my God. It's so funny. I'm going back and forth. I won't identify the party. However, it's a party that I'm closely associated with, and she has about the same political affiliations and thoughts as does Jennifer. So whenever
I love her,
whenever I get into off on a tangent about Hillary, she sends me this: "Your girlfriend Hillary is a crook, and how can they do all of this stuff?" And yada yada yada. So,
well,
actually,
I'm saying, you know, if you're gonna throw Denny under the bus, we got to look at what he's done, and the amounts of money that he's in trouble for pale in the shadow of the big Clinton Foundation. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Well, but we don't know what he did. Now, what he's being indicted on is basically lying about how much money he was taking out.
In Washington? The nerve!
Well, he lied to the FBI about
no!
what he was going to do with it.
Oh, my God, really?
About what the money was
for.
That's
what they got him on.
Jeez.
Right.
Can you imagine?
The backstory, I mean, Hastert was a high school teacher and a coach from 1965 to 81 in Yorkville, about 50 miles west of Chicago. What the indictment is also saying is that individual A, that's all they're saying about this person, they're calling him individual A, he or she, has been a resident of Yorkville, and has known Hastert most of individual A's life, but doesn't describe their relationship. And that's the person he was taking the money out to pay off.
Right.
Paying him off because
We don't know.
Well, we don't know. Ah, so they apparently can't get him for that, so they get
because
him for
it
that.
Worked.
I get
your
it.
Deal,
okay,
apparently, deal worked.
Apparently it did. Right. All right, so that's that story of corruption. Oh, and by the way, I mentioned in the last hour that President Obama had his first Q&A session using his Twitter account, at POTUS. Answering about a dozen questions. So the response to that is the President of the United States doesn't have enough to do other than tweet. There we go. So that's the peanut
gallery. They're going to say that about anything the President does.
Well,
honestly, he took that long to go to the bathroom. Doesn't the President have work to do?
Does he use the Twitter account in the bathroom?
Great question.
I think that would be a very good question.
Does anyone tweet while they're...
You have to ask the NSA about that.
Right.
Yeah.
Or the Secret Service if they aren't out to lunch. You think the Secret Service goes to lunch when the President's in the White House?
I think the Secret Service has been out to lunch for several years now, haven't they?
You took the words out of my mouth.
That's pretty martini lunch.
Yeah.
All right. So that's that story. Just a little more on the weather. Texas recording the wettest month ever on record. Expected to get more rain today, Mal. Right, and this weekend apparently is not stopping the rain this weekend there.
Yeah, yesterday the Weather Service was saying it would let up yesterday afternoon, and now
you believe them?
Yeah,
you do.
Well, I did at the time. I mean, what better source do we have besides you and your astrological forecast?
Well, let's get to that. The astrologers that I pay attention to yesterday about noontime. I shouldn't say. I follow four or five different astrological sites.
Do you read the ones in the paper?
No, that's garbage. No.
You're president of the Good Day Show. How do you have time to do this?
Well, I make the time, Jennifer, because it's part of my job be informed as to what's going on.
What did they say about Aquarius?
So yesterday, what about Aquarius? That's you, Aquarians.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get you a moon, where your moon is and your rising sign. That's how you get an accurate
Aquarius.
It's a family show. Let's not bring her moon.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway.
I'm with Kenny.
Yesterday, a number of prominent astrologers agreed by midday. There was a posting that I saw suggesting that there would be, because of the alignment of the stars, that Mercury's in retrograde, Mars is in one place and the sun's in another place, and that leads to a real big upheaval. So
Why was it a foul mood yesterday?
Maybe. This led to them predicting there would be a major earthquake or some seismic event before the end of the day yesterday off the West Coast.
Some seismic event, Jennifer, on the West Coast.
Wasn't it supposed to be some like gigantic, you know, San Andreas style?
Right, just in time for the movie.
And save our life,
right.
That it was going to start all the way at the top of the West Coast, like somewhere
near.
Did
they go that far? I didn't see that in the movie. I just heard that big earthquake West Coast. That's it.
My mom said that it's supposed to start at the very top and it's supposed to go all the way down to the equator.
Well, it did kind of start at the top.
Right, start in Alaska.
Yeah,
north to Alaska.
Yeah.
And there's a big volcano at precisely the same time a volcano erupted off the coast of Japan. So you either had that happen to you yesterday or things dramatically changed in your life or the seeds of something dramatic changing in your life occurred yesterday. I'm just here to tell you what's going on, folks. I don't make this stuff up.
And oddly, there's a movie opening.
Yes, right. That's it. Today, San Andreas. The Rock will save the world as it goes crumbling. I don't know if I want to go see that movie. It looks pretty doggone scary. You think or not?
Especially as a part-time resident.
Am I liable to see my house go down into the drink? I'm looking carefully. No, I don't think I want to go. What do you think? You want to go see it or not, Jen?
You know, I thought about it. At first, I'm like, I'm not going to go see that. But please, The Rock is going to swing by and save and all those buildings are going to fall.
There's one busy puppy, by the way. He's got some new show on HBO. That guy is everywhere. He and, what's the kid's name? Who does, that's pretty much everywhere as well. It has two girls' names, and I said that can't be his real name. What's that kid's name? Come on, the actor.
Everywhere, two girls' names, and he's
right.
A boy. And he's on HBO.
No, he's got movies everywhere. Before he was an actor, he was a pole dancer. And there was a movie about
her. Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum, that's it, right. Yeah,
is Channing a girl?
Yeah, of course it is.
Carol.
Carol Channing Tatum.
Carol Channing Tatum.
There you go.
Man.
All right, so anyway.
Pole dancer.
Attention.
That's all he needed to say.
Yeah.
Can I continue?
We can go on the pyramid. Just make sure you always have naked references.
Attention, construction workers. Naked or clothed. The weekend. Hoo-ha.
Thank God.
All right. Anyway.
Wheels are off.
If you would like to see the best construction equipment available online anywhere in the world, you need to go to ironplanet.com.
Wasn't that a cue for Jen? The best construction equipment?
I think we've had quite enough of Jennifer for a few minutes. I got to get through this.
Okay.
Iron Planet and their two-day auction continues. There's still 800-some-odd items that are for sale today at Iron Planet. The Iron Planet Ironclad Guarantee that what you see on the inspection report is what you get when you buy. Don't miss this huge auction concluding today with all these items for sale. Lots of people getting in on the bidding. You want to see what construction equipment is available? Go to ironplanet.com. There is, there's a ring. There is a ring with Kelly Tractors products in it, Mustang Cat. There's so many huge items. This is a huge sale with huge inventory. Bid on the items that you want from your mobile device. Just text the word LIFT to 511-511. Man, I got to get through this fast. Registration at ironplanet.com or text the word LIFT, L-I-F-T, to 511-511. That's LIFT to 511-511 for Iron Planet's huge auction today.
You're getting very sleepy. Sleepy. You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your...
What? 50% off your fifth session.
Huh?
Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plenty.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
One-hit wonder contest where you can qualify for a drawing July 4th to go to the Sundara Spa in Madison, Wisconsin. Tell us who is singing this song, One-Hit Wonder, for this very well-known American songwriter. Who is this? 888-302-DOUG.
Should have been gone!
That's all we have to play, right? Shouldn't everybody get it by now?
Yes. If
you are going to get it, you got
you
it
got
by
it.
Now.
Right. All right, so get it.
But you know what?
At 888-302-3684-1.
Everybody loves to hear. Awesome, this song.
Yeah, it's not
like the phone's ringing already.
Yeah. No. Shocking. All right, everybody listen for a minute. Good song.
Big voice.
Yep. All right, who is this? 888-302-3684 to qualify for our drawing to the Sundara Spa.
I saw his old band last year.
Yeah.
And they replaced him by like some 22-year-old 5-foot Asian guy. The guy was the guy. I mean, he hit note for note. He hit it.
Yeah.
He was really good.
There you go. It's here for 5-foot Asian guys. Jennifer, you got a chance there. All right.
She's a lot taller than the singer of the band.
Yeah, I'm going to check my kneecap.
All right. This is the story behind Oh Sherry. Number one during this week in 1984. That's the first thing you need to know. Next, this guy born in Hannaford, California. Parents were Portuguese immigrants. Father was part owner of a radio station. At the age of 13, he heard Sam Cooke's Cupid on his mother's car radio, which inspired him to pursue a singing career. So he has said in his biography, the family moved to Lemoore, California. Where is that, Jennifer? Lemoore, California?
I have no idea.
Kenny, you know where it is? Lemoore?
I think it's up in the northern part of the state.
Is it? Okay. He played drums in a high school
band. From Kenny's perspective, everything is
north.
They're a Bay Area band. His band was a Bay Area band, yeah.
All right. I went to college, the College of the Sequoias, as a matter of fact. Moved to Tracy, California, almost gave up on music when the bassist in his band, Alien Project, was killed in a car crash. At the urging of his mother, however, he answered the call to join the struggling band Journey in San Francisco. He provided them with lead vocals on 9 of their million-selling albums. Oh, Oh, Sherry was a song he wrote about his then-girlfriend, Sherry Swafford. Too bad he never penned another song about another girlfriend, since Oh, Sherry was the only pop single he ever had as a solo artist. That's the difference here. At the age of 21, he was one of the singers invited to perform on We Are the World. That's how well-known he became so quickly. He made headlines last year when he performed as a guest during concerts by the band The Eels.
Yeah.
First time he's performed live in like 20 years. So, about whom are we speaking? 888-302-3684. Let us see where we should go. You know what? I like this name, Rhett. So let's see what Rhett's got up his or her sleeve. Rhett could be a male or a female name. Am I speaking to a woman or a man?
You are speaking to a man.
That's good to know, especially with a voice like that. I'm hoping I'm not speaking to a woman. All right, so Rhett, your guess is?
My guess is Steve Perry.
But it really wasn't a guess. You knew.
I knew. I knew that voice right away.
All right, so what do you remember about your life when that song was a big hit?
Oh, wow. I think I was in high school. Journey, Steve Perry, glam bands.
Glam bands. Is that what they call them?
A few of them.
They weren't a glam band. They were the before the big hair rock bands. The Poison and all that.
Glam, yeah.
Yeah.
They were the tight pants bands, though.
Yes, yeah. They were.
Yeah.
Wow. Absolutely. Paul Revere and the Raiders had Paul had tight pants.
Yeah, but Steve Perry could hit those high notes, I think, because of the pants.
All right. Here's Molly Vage's overview of Steve Perry's career. All right, so, Rhett, hold on just a second, and Carol will talk to you. You'll qualify for our drawing for that weekend at the Sundara Spa. We'll have that July 4th. Thank you, sir.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Keeping your pet's mind mentally stimulated. We all know about exercise for the body, but what about the brain? There's a lot of things you can do to keep your pets mentally stimulated. Of course, you want to keep the body well exercised, but brain teaser toys. Now, when you go to the pet stores, there are many toys that are interactive that your pet can play with even if you're not around. Also, try doing the same rituals every single day. And dogs like to work. There are certain dogs that need a job. For example, my German Shepherd used to love herding whatever balls I threw in the backyard if we saw some ducks or chickens. So if you have a dog and you want to make sure the dog is mentally stimulated, teach him something new, even if it's something he's never going to do. Let's say, for example, you're never going to get involved with agility training or some advanced training. Just teaching the dog a new trick every once in a while will keep the dog mentally stimulated and at the same time keep that mind focused on, wow, I did something right because my guardian is saying, good boy, good boy, good boy. So go out, teach your dog a new trick today. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Jay Farmer with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You got to get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of Choice Hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have
the nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GC.
Spend your life with ExpandoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue, On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Here's a good day to live up to my reputation. Here's a good day to free us up and scar the nation. No matter what you say,
no matter what you say, you'll have a good day on the Good Day program. Hello. I am Doug Steffen. And let's see, she's Molly Page, the news sage. Jennifer Horn, who we're all glad was born. That's very nice, huh? Kenny Kessler, the news, no, the, what do we say, info wrestler, right? Kessler, the info wrestler.
I like that.
McFadden, there's nothing that rhymes with that. That's it, right. This is the contest.
She can sometimes be a...
More like I can sometimes be your.
Okay, so this is contest time. We're going to do the television report with Jennifer in a few minutes. Before we get to that, though, there are a couple of contests that need our attention. One of them is the cartoon contest in Washington, a Muhammad cartoon contest. Let's see. Actually, though, the connection is there are two pieces to this story, Molly and Ken. The this is the one that's, as I understand it, the cartoon contest is similar to the one that was held in Phoenix a couple of weeks ago when the two guys got shot, right?
That one was in Texas.
Yes. That was in Texas. Oh, that's right, too.
This is outside the Islamic Community Center in Phoenix.
Ah, that's right. I turned it around. First one in Texas, this one is. It's too wet in Texas this weekend. That's why they're doing it in Phoenix.
Yeah, the cartoons, the ink would run.
Right.
This is the same mosque where the two shooters at the contest in Texas were killed.
Ah.
This is, let me rephrase that. This is where they attended.
They went to this
place. They attended the mosque in Phoenix where they're going to hold this rally, and so that's why they're holding the rally there.
Freedom of speech rally.
Mm-hmm. Tis.
Okay, so in Washington, the transit people have voted to suspend all issue-oriented ads from the railway and bus system
they were asked to consider an ad with a cartoon of Muhammad, and they don't want the buses and the trains to get blown up.
Yeah.
I suppose I shouldn't laugh about this, but what's the buzz? You two guys, both you and Molly, Richie, are in Washington, so what's the buzz on this?
Well, the conservative blogger Pamela Geller, who orchestrated
cartoon driving
Texas, she requested that they place these ads on the Metro system.
Right.
And Metro said, you know, we'd rather not.
Mm-hmm.
Which she's done before. They said
in
no.
New York.
And
in
she New York. Sued New York and D.C.
Yeah.
And she sued and won. Huh. So if they say no again, which they have, I'm assuming she will go to court and try and get them in there anyway.
Right.
So is this rally that you guys talked about outside the mosque the one that the bikers, the gun-wielding bikers are going to hold?
No.
There's
I don't think so.
There's
no.
There's a biker gang in Phoenix who are all armed. And they're going to hold a Muhammad drawing contest outside of a mosque while armed.
Really?
Basically saying it's a freedom of speech thing, and we are going to protect our First Amendment right with our Second Amendment right. Hey, come and get us if you don't like it.
So Muslims generally believe that any physical depiction of Muhammad is blasphemous.
Right. That's why they go nuts with
that. That's why they go nuts. And they saw this. Okay, so maybe it'd be a hot time in the old town tonight. Yes?
At the same time,
mm-hmm.
people feel like they have the right to do this because, you know, I think
they do.
They absolutely do. And I think it also is standing up to the idea of political correctness that, you know, it's okay for one person to say this, but it's not okay for another group to say that. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not there tonight.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be there.
Just because it's legal, does that mean you should do it? I think that's the crux of the argument on either side.
We should be okay with people doing it. We may not want to do it ourselves if we got any brains. You know what
I think? People feel like one religion is suppressing their constitutional rights, and they want to challenge that so that people just
in a
don't
public way.
Yeah, just cower in the corner and let their rights go away.
Mm.
So I think they want to stand up and make a point.
All right, but, so it's time for
if it was any other group that was going to do something to intentionally offend one particular religion, nobody would want to have any part of it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with Kenny.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's good, Ma. I'm glad you agree with Kenny. It's important somebody agree with Kenny.
I've got the wrestlers back.
You might as well.
I appreciate
okay.
that.
Uh-huh. It's time now for our second contest. And this one, well, we're not going to have a cartoon. I can see some clown on the radio, though, having a Muhammad drawing contest on his radio program. I can see
totally.
That.
Oh, totally. That wouldn't be you.
No, I'm not a clown.
You're a different clown. I mean, you're not
careful.
A clown.
Wait a minute.
Well,
just a second.
You have your moments.
What about the guy that killed the bunny on the air? Did you hear about that?
Oh, my God.
What an idiot.
Yeah, some guy on a radio station someplace.
It was not in the country. It was somewhere else.
Yeah,
like
no,
he was
somewhere
a Dutch guy, I think. And he said that he wanted to make a point about people who kill animals, so he clubbed a bunny to death on his radio program.
What was the point?
And then took it home and skinned it and ate it with his family.
What was the point?
Roberta had it again.
Yeah.
You know, I think the point is that radio people have become so uncreative that they have to do stupid stuff like that to get attention, and it worked.
Mm-hmm. Where's my club?
Yeah.
All right. Time for our Doug Steffen annual spelling bee.
Thank goodness.
Now, you may have heard, this actually happened twice in 2 years, the National Spelling Bee is ended in a tie. Vanya Shivshankar, 13-year-old from Kansas, and Gokul... Whew,
I know. Good American
names. Where are these people coming from?
They're Americans.
Yeah, they are.
But observation.
V-E-N. Let me spell this. This would be.
Your name is John Smith. You ain't winning no spelling bee.
Venkatachalam, I believe.
They have to be good at spelling because they have to write their name.
Missouri. Co-champions. Why a tie? Because they ran out of words.
Their name is an eye chart.
All right. So, in honor of the spelling bee,
consonants.
You be quiet now. I'm about to conduct an important contest.
Yeah, I can see this.
Everybody
really
needs
very official.
To pay close attention. I have one word and one word only.
Really? Oh, one
and
word.
I'm going to give a bonus to whichever employee has the correct spelling of this word first. Ready?
So we're competing.
And it's one of those words that I'm not going to spell. So Richie, who thinks he's so smart, is going to run right to Google. Good luck with this one, Chow.
I'm going to try not to cheat. Go ahead.
All right. You're going to try not to cheat.
But if I have to, I will.
All right. So we're going to do this alphabetically, which would mean who goes first? Kessler comes before Horn, right? Yeah. Okay. So it's Kessler.
Horn.
H-I-J-K. No, it says Horn. Horn goes first.
At least you're not competing. Yeah.
Wait, which alphabet are we using?
Hey, do you know that I come first with my first and my last name?
Yes, you do, Jennifer. That's
No, you come first, Dougie, because you're a D.
That's true.
That's great.
Will you be quiet?
K before H, right?
After C, I think.
All right. So I had a short lapse of memory. Okay, anyway. H first, then K, then M, and then P. The word is goidelic. Jennifer?
That's easy, actually.
Goidelic. Goidelic.
And you have to spell the word and tell us what it means.
Okay. Goidelic.
Goidelic.
G.
Yeah.
Goy. O-I.
Yeah.
Delic. D-E-L-I-C.
Okay. What does it mean?
Well, Dougie, it's, I think, probably relating to or constituting gales.
Or goys.
I looked it up.
It's the branch of the Celtic language that includes Irish, Scottish, Gaelic, and Manx.
That's very true. All right.
Now, I spelled it on my own, but I did look up the definition.
Oh, you did you? All right.
You were impressed.
Okay, yes, I was.
Bring it on.
Next word. No, I'm going to just keep going. I'm just going to test everybody just for fun. All right, next word. Who's next in the alphabet? Ken Kessler. He's Ken Kessler.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Heshvan.
Oh.
Heshvan.
Can you use that in a sentence?
Nope.
I think you I can. Liked mine better.
See, maybe everybody's going to get a bonus out of this.
Oh, no.
Stop Googling, Ken.
Heshvan.
I'm not Googling. I have no idea.
You know, well, you can spell it anyway.
You can do it.
H-E-C-H.
Ooh.
Well, I don't have to give him a
bonus. Going for extra points.
I know. He didn't spell it right. All right, next. Let's see.
Well, spell Heshvan, then.
I'm not spelling it. I'm asking you to spell it. This
give us the answer.
Bee.
You know, right?
I'm
giving
it to the
obvious.
Next person.
H-E-S-H-V-A-N.
Yeah, Heshvan.
All right, so smarty pants. What does that mean?
That's what I would think.
I have no idea.
Okay.
All right, next word. Molly's
no,
turn.
Molly.
Wait, what?
What does Heshvan mean?
Actually, McFadden goes before Paige, but...
That's right, too. But he just tried to do... he just tried to explain it. He didn't know what the meaning was, so I go to Molly. Heshvan.
It's something Jewish.
Actually, that's true.
Very good, Molly.
But do you know what it is?
No.
It's a van in which you smoke hash.
Yes.
Right.
It's a Jewish van.
Mm-hmm.
It has...
It's one of the months, isn't it?
It is.
Okay.
Yep. Kenny's going to reprise.
Kenny.
Redeem himself.
Redeem himself. Heshvan is the second month of the civil year of the eighth month of the ecclesiastical year in the Jewish calendar.
That was just on the tip of my tongue.
Heshvan. I was close.
You were close. All right. So what happens? Let's see here. Everybody, McFadden was the only one who lost. Everybody else gets a bonus.
What
right?
do you mean? I spelled Heshvan.
But we didn't go to Rich yet, did we?
Yeah, we did. No, you didn't have the meaning of Heshvan. You got to have the spelling and the meaning correct.
I have to cheat to do that.
Yeah, no exactly. So you lose and everybody else wins.
I spelled it. I didn't need to Google to do it.
Uh-huh. But you didn't know what it meant.
I don't care.
Well, I know you don't care.
I spelled it. That's all I care about.
For the purposes of...
It's a spelling bee. It's not a dictionary bee.
No, but in order to get all the full credit, you got to know how to spell.
Yeah, whatever.
Can you imagine these two, the 13, 14-year-old... The kids
I know.
And
so
these
smart.
These names, Shava Shankar and Venta.
Ventilate.
The Indian kids do so well at it. Our neighborhood is very heavily saturated with Indian families, and when we had the spelling bee in our school, boom! It's all the Indian kids, and they're so good at it.
Yeah, they apparently are. All right, it's 16 before the hour. Jennifer checks television news next here on Good Day.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 GT compact tractor, now with financing as low as
0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates. You can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
Americans are hitting the roads this summer for vacations and other getaways. With more and more cars on the road, it's essential that we find ways to reduce emissions and save money. Minerals are turning out to be the answer. Katie Sweeney with the National Mining Association has more.
Metals and minerals are key components in high-performance, innovative, and more efficient automobiles. For example, platinum and catalytic converters helps lower tailpipe emissions, and aluminum is used in lighter vehicle frames that increase the car's fuel efficiency. In fact, every 10% reduction in the vehicle's weight translates to a 6 to 7% improvement in fuel economy, meaning less fuel consumption and lower emissions.
How else do minerals help?
Minerals not only make our cars more efficient, they also improve our economy by providing quality jobs, boosting the domestic manufacturing industry, and supporting our national defense.
To learn more, visit mineralsmakelife.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $10. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 7766 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 7766.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Television time, entertaining information, actually, about Fox News, Jen.
A
fellow who is a former staffer for some high-level Republicans suggesting Fox News is doing what?
Well, Bruce Bartlett, who's a former Reagan staffer, thinks that Fox News is bad for the GOP. He wrote a paper titled How Fox News Changed American Media and Political Dynamics. And in it, he talks about the rise of Fox and how it's changed the way conservatives consume and think about news and politics. He even ended the paper by citing a scientist who said Fox made it hard for the party to move to the center or increase its appeal. Now, his position is that to win elections, you have to be moving towards the center. I think the big message with conservatives and with Fox is that you have to move the other way to win a primary, and then you move back to the middle, excuse me, to win a general election. So, I don't know. I mean, do you think this guy has a point?
Yes, every presidential winner has done that.
What about Mitt Romney? Mitt Romney in the middle didn't work.
Obama did. He goes hard left to get it and then goes to the center to win it.
The people don't understand the importance of primaries. That's a whole different subject.
They all do it.
The primaries are more important than the general election, but they all appeal to the lunatic fringe of either side of the party. Right.
Clinton was the master of it. He was beautiful at it.
All right, Jen.
Yes.
This 19 kids and counting thing continues.
Duggars.
I don't, this is very unpleasant, but give us a quick update on it.
Well, one of the Duggar boys, Josh Duggar, he's 27 now, got into some trouble for admitting, he came out and talked about it, that he had touched inappropriately several girls in his childhood. So because of that, Hulu and also TLC have pulled 19 Kids and Counting with this scandal that has come out this week.
51 after on Good Day.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Travel info from Tom Parsons, who's the editor and publisher of bestfares.com. We're going to reroute the conversation for a moment to acknowledge what Southwest did for a woman who needed to go see her son. Pretty good story. A good PR for Southwest. Sometimes they get good PR, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they deserve it in the chop, sometimes they don't. But it's a good story. We'll have it for you next, along with the great special deals. Tommy Swami will be here with predictions on cost and where to go to save some dough. Up next here on Good Day.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
You make the decision to buy the home, then you're faced with what's next? What do we do?
We started at Realtor.com.
Realtor.com gave us a lot more current information.
Listings are pulled directly from the MLS every 15 minutes.
Once you've gone through all of that, the Realtor makes it happen.
We worked with a Realtor that really knew the area.
And knew the market.
When you have someone who has the expertise, it makes it so much easier.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Thank you.
Tom Parsons is back with us. I'm going to introduce you to Swami Tommy.
I hereby confer upon you the honorary degree, Doctor of Thinkology.
I picked up the Florida paper and headline, Airfare Guru Predicts New Deals on the Horizon. I wondered, who's this guru? And lo and behold, it's our boy, Swami Tommy.
I've got a brain. How can I ever thank you enough?
All right, so Swami Tommy is here. Before we get to his predictions, I think we ought to acknowledge what Southwest Airlines did. The praise is appropriate because they went beyond the call of duty after a woman learned her son was in a coma after an accident. So what I was confused by this. Did she get on the wrong plane?
No, she was on a Southwest flight. They had taxied. They were on the runway. The plane turns around, U-turns, goes back to the gate. They page her. She gets off the plane, has no idea what's going on. They tell her to go to the gate agent. She goes to the gate agent, who said she had just received a phone call that the woman's son was in an accident and was in a coma. And Southwest took the action to rebook her free of charge on a nonstop to Denver, where her son was. Gave her a lunch, gave her a private waiting area, delivered her luggage to where she was staying in Denver, took really great care of her, and then even called to follow up to see how her son was doing.
Well, and so the other side of this is that there were, a couple of weeks ago, a lot of hooting going on because Southwest refused to allow a woman to call her husband from the tarmac after she got a text from him saying he was about to kill himself, and then he did. And so they didn't come out of that one.
So this is Southwest either being extra sensitive or just doing the right thing. Either way, it's still a good story.
Whenever things happen like this, Tom, though, it seems that they get a lot of negative press when the fat seat stories happen.
There's skinny girls and heavy girls that they get kicked off of airplanes, because of those.
Well, fat girls and fat guys, too, not just girls.
Both ways,
That's not makes
like
us
a little
sexist.
Girl that was dressed up skimpy, remember?
Oh, yeah.
I thought she didn't have enough clothes on.
Yeah.
But anyway, and she was kicked off. But Southwest is, they carry more people in the United States than any of the other airlines, almost by 50% or more. And when something happens with Southwest, it's unusual and makes news. In this case, though, this was a good, they did something good.
Nice.
And,
all right. Give us your predictions as Tommy Swami got 60 seconds on.
All right.
Here's
where
they're going.
We think we have about 100 hours if you're traveling after August 25th through December 16th. If you're flying nonstop, if you have a nonstop flight to your cities, wherever Southwest flies, if it's up to 500 miles one way, some of those airfares, especially on the short haul, have gone up to about $150 to $200 round trip. Most of those, maybe this Tuesday, for travel for 5 days a week in the fall and late summer and fall, will go down to maybe $98 this coming Tuesday.
Round
now,
trip?
If I'm right, I'll call you on Tuesday and toot my horn. If I'm not, I won't call you.
Okay. I remember that. This is the anniversary of an airplane racing a train. The airplane won. The date, 1910, Albany to New York City. $10,000 for aviator Glenn Curtis, who got his Curtis plane to New York before the train. Good God, 1910. Can you imagine?
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal service.